Assistant Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faced Friday tough and at times angry questions from lawmakers over the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal in a congressional hearing marked by a noisy protest. Fighting for his job, according to U.S. media outlets, Rumsfeld offered an apology to the abused Iraqi prisoners as protesters disrupted the hearing and shouted demands that he be sacked. Facing lawmakers who were angry that they had not been told about the investigation into the abuse, the Defense Secretary stated that he had not recognized how important it was to elevate a matter of such gravity to the highest levels. He also said he had not seen the photos before they were made public last Thursday. The explanation sparked astonishment and disbelief in the Senate Armed Services Committee where the hearing was held, particularly after U.S. media reported Friday that Rumsfeld was informed about the abuses at Abu Ghraib in January and personally told Bush about them shortly thereafter. The bulk of the most important U.S. newspapers were also calling for his resignation. Entitled Mr. Rumsfeld's Responsibility, editorials of the Washington Post and the Boston Globe put the blame for the abuse scandal squarely on his shoulders by arguing his policies on incommunicado detention and refusal to apply the Geneva Conventions have created a lawless regime in which prisoners in both Iraq and Afghanistan have been humiliated, beaten, tortured, and murdered, and in which until recently no one has been held accountable. The New York Times said Rumsfeld has morphed over the last 2 years from a man of supreme confidence to arrogance and to almost willful blindness. Times said the United States is not obliged to continue struggling through this quagmire with the Secretary of Defense who took us into a swamp. The Defense Secretary warned that other more disturbing details of the abuses had yet to emerge. He stated there are other photos that depict incidents of physical violence towards prisoners, acts that can only be described as blatantly sadistic, cruel, and inhuman. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Friday that the brutal treatment was so widespread it might have been condoned by high-ranking U.S. officials given the broad pattern of systematic abuse. Committee Chairman John Wilner called the abuse as serious a case of misconduct as he has ever seen in his 60 years of being associated with the military. Worldwide attention, workers from India who managed to flee U.S. military camps in Iraq where they were forced to labor have also provided harrowing accounts of mistreatment at the hands of American soldiers. Four of the hundreds, perhaps thousands, of Indian military support staff who rushed to the Middle East to earn between $1,000 and $2,000 a month, considerably more than they would earn at home, said they ended up in Iraq after being told they'd be working in Kuwait, making only $200, were made to work non-stop for 18 hours in horrible conditions, and were beaten up when they complained. One of the workers, Ali Kunj Faisal, said he counted at least 30 other Indians in the camp living under similar conditions. He said he and his friends managed to escape by bribing an Iraqi truck driver, as well as getting some help from local citizens. The account of the four Indians has resulted in widespread protests. In Kerala, the state that supplies the largest immigrant population to the Middle East, election campaign posters have denounced the U.S. occupation of Iraq, as well as the Indian government's failure to check immigration. The Indian government has asked the United States for information on reports that Indian nationals were being forced to work for contractors in Iraq with little rest and low pay and held against their will. The Asia Times News data reported that in Washington, State Department spokesman Richard Butcher confirmed that Indian officials had been in contact with the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi and were seeking additional information